Hi, put on a happy face. It's time for Love Workshop.
The Mexican Space Agency has just landed its own radio-controlled probe on the surface of Mars, where the craft's self-contained electronic laboratory is about to begin a series of complex experiments to determine the precise biological and physical makeup of the mysterious red planet. Our reporters are standing by inside the 11th of November propulsion laboratories at Cape 23rd of September, so let's go to the laboratory for a closer look.
Vern, I'm talking with Dr. Marvin Marcus from the American Space Program. He's on hand here to explain how the Mexican space probe works and exactly what it's going to do. Dr. Marcus?
Yes. The probe will perform several major experiments to see if the possibility of life, as Mexicans know it, exists on Mars.
Oh.
Now, the first test will, of course, be for grease.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Is there grease on Mars has been a very pivotal question in the Mexican space program for many years. As you can see from the laboratory mock-up...
Right here?
Yes, this chicken wire pod containing a standard Mexican dog will be extended from the craft here to the ground.
Uh-huh.
Where the dog will eat 100 cubic centimeters of Martian soil and subsequently be retracted back into the craft. The dog will then precipitate a test number two on top of a control pile of beef tacos in this chamber here. If the Mexican scientists cannot distinguish the number two from the beef tacos, then an essential amount of usable grease will be assumed to exist on the planet.
What does this thing do over here?
That's for another important experiment in which the module will check for any sign of the Blessed Virgin.
How does that work?
Well, as you can see, a small mechanical Indian boy is attached to the base of the craft here,
mm-hmm.
and will be released to walk through any mountain ranges that might be present in the area. Now, a very compact computerized bishop has been built into the side panel here. So if and when a contact with the Blessed Virgin should occur, the Indian boy robot will beam any instructions from her back to the bishop command station, activating a pre-programmed demand for proof, at which time the Indian boy robot will return to the craft and place the proof, whatever it might be, in front of the starboard cameras here. Special gold trim planters have been mounted here and here on the legs of the craft to accommodate roses and that sort of proof, while any audio proof, such as thunder, for instance, will be recorded by this very small sensor in the Indian boy robot's forehead.
Boy, that's really something, Doctor.
Yes, the Mexicans have been extremely thorough.
Mm-hmm.
As you will notice, this interesting long drill mechanism on the bottom of the craft with the large bag of cocaine attached to it, this will bore a hole into the Martian surface and deposit the cocaine. Then on command from ground control, the scoop here will unearth the cocaine in front of the module's main camera, and the Mexican government will then proceed to officially confiscate the entire planet for smuggling illegal drugs. Then they'll charge the rest of the solar system a $300 billion legal fee for court costs, etc., if they would like Mars back.
Thank you, Doctor. I believe the technicians have just received the first radio transmissions from the Mexican Mars probe as it has begun to analyze a Martian soil sample. Let's see if we can't pick up the signals.
Muchachos y muchachorritos, esta científica examinación último grado. Con magnesio 2%. Con sulfur dióxido 18%. Con ferric oxide 4.6%.
What are we hearing now, Dr. Marcus?
I believe what we're going to hear in just a moment is a series of coded signals as the ground control Mexicans are feeding commands to the probe.
Thank you.
understand that the head of the Mexican Space Agency, Dr. Jaime Hidalgo, has just released a statement to the world press. If possible, I'd like to have Dr. Marcus translate the text of the message for us.
Certainly, Vern. A copy has just been handed to me. I'll do the best I can. The space probe has broke down. It was just driving along Mars, and then it breaks down. Maybe there is something wrong with the engine. I don't know. It just broke down. Maybe I can fix it. I don't know. Maybe tomorrow. I don't know. It could be real bad. I don't know.
Thank you, Doctor. Now we return to our regular programming.
I wish there was a bank that understood my needs.
At last, your wish has come true, because Arizona's newest financial institution, the American Woman's Credit and Trust Corporation, is opening its doors September 1st to serve over 1.5 million of this state's women who have the right to full banking service. American Women's Credit and Trust was established and is controlled by women, for women, leading the way in action and attitude designed specifically for today's physically stifled American woman. We're tuned into every facet of modern banking. Credit, we wrote the book on interest-free car loans for women. That's right, we will loan any woman up to $7,500 at no interest to buy a car of her choice. You deserve it. Service. Compare our pregnancy assistance plan to any other offer from any other bank, and then you decide. American Women's Credit and Trust will pay 50% of all costs incurred during pregnancy, provided you maintain a balance of over $200 in your account. Savings? You're a woman. You have to work twice as hard for your money. Why shouldn't it earn twice as much for you? We literally invented the 20% interest-free 7-day time certificate of deposit. Leave us your money for 7 days, and we'll pay you 20% just for the privilege. That's a full 20% for 7 days, an annual rate of well over 1,000%. Think about it. There's so much more. Tampons. Just ask one of our tellers. She always has one for you in her drawer. The list is endless, and the benefits are all for you, the American woman, the Arizona woman. American Women's Credit and Trust, opening September 1st at a location near you.
Say, Vern, in view of the enormous stress that our extensive vacation schedules have put on us, why don't we dig out one of the jewels from our Love Workshop archives and save ourselves the trouble of having to stay here any longer?
You don't want to do the Carolyn Warner Gets a Sex Change bit?
We're on vacation, Vern. Let somebody else do it.
Fine. You know, Craig, I hate to admit it, but it's been at least 2 or 3 shows since we've paid any attention to the Mexicans.
An obvious oversight, Vern! I suggest we redeem ourselves by giving the audience a sneak preview of our new Mexican Top 40 comedy record.
Sounds good to me, Vern.
Me too, Craig.
This is Armando Cameron Cameron in downtown Nogales. We have just learned that a flying saucer has landed in the town square. A crowd has started to form. Tell me, sir, what are you going to do? If they don't like chicle, then what will you do? Return to your house and break open a piñata with your family because life goes on? Thank you, sir. Here's another bystander. Are you crouching because you are afraid?
Pero tengo que llevar a mi marido y le dije no, no, no.
Because you are begging. I notice a large formation of massive indentations in the top of your skull that have become filled with stagnant rainwater, upon which is floating a small matchbook sailboat that a kooky passerby has placed there as a joke. Do you believe the spaceman will be sympathetic to your misfortune? Oh, a mute, too. Most colorful, sir. We understand that the spacemen have left their ship and are moving toward the famous Canal Street Entertainment Zone. We take you now to our live reporter on the scene.
Hello, this is Rudolfo Cameron Cameron at the Club B-29. The spacemen have just entered. Tell me, staff prostitute, how will you greet them?
Cada día que va pasando, cada día te quiero más.
And what if you can't find it?
Para nunca volver.
You will return to your family and break open a piñata because whatever will be, will be. Thank you, miss. All right, it looks like, yes, the spacemen are filing down the back hall now with Lupe, Ruby, and I believe Angelita. Can we get an on-the-spot report, Armando?
This is Armando Cameron Cameron atop the altar to the Sacred Heart of Jesus here in Lupe's room. Tell me, Lupe, do you have a professional opinion on the 35-foot coil the spaceman is unraveling from his midsection?
Estoy tomado, ya me dio la luz del día.
Larger than a donkey, to be sure, Lupe. The spaceman has now removed his garment, and now Lupe's three 280-pound assistants have entered the room. Gentlemen, would you please tell our microphone if you plan to beat the spaceman to death or simply take his money?
Ay, si Dios quiere que algún día regresemos.
Both? Thank you, colorful Mexicans. It appears that all of the spacemen are either in the alley, dead, or in jail. So we return you to Rodolfo at the town square.
This is Rodolfo Cameron Cameron, and I am talking with Benjamin Lucero, who has just taken charge of the spacecraft. What will you do with it, Benjamin?
Mis amigos me vacilan.
I think cutting the top off with a torch and mounting it on a Volkswagen chassis with airplane tires and a pickup bed is an excellent idea, Mr. Lucero.
Y nuestras vidas tenemos que peligrar.
You're welcome, Mr. Lucero.
Vern, I have a letter on top of my letter pile here from Marilyn Lieberman, who happens to also be here in the studio, and who has expressed an interest in reading her own letter. Pushy little Jewess that she is.
Sure, Vern, I could really go for a whining, nasal, manic, depressant, ball-busting Christ-killer spilling her guts on the show. Let's hear your letter, Marilyn.
Lieberman.
Dear Vern and Craig.
That does it! Get out! You killed Jesus! Get out!
No.
Don't say no to me! Ow!
No!
Get out! You pig!
Boy, oh boy. Those Jews put me uptight.
That's us.
Vern and Craig.
Vern and Craig.